I'm up here on the stage. I didn't want to accidentally step in it, but what the hell. I feel like a street sweeper in a parade after the elephants. I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy, the name that's on everybody's laps. And I just think of being a strong mommy weirdest, trying to beat a little slack into you with a wire hanger of my voice. And oh, what a lovely affair we're having tonight. Oh, I almost did not want to come to the marvelous Mid-Atlantic States during the holiday hysteria. Oh, I mean, you're right next door to Washington, D.C., where they're having their annual Festival of Lies. Oh, it's right in your backyard there. And P.U., what a fetid wasteland. I noticed the wind shifted just a bit to the south. And oh, it's true what they say. The more the pinker, the bigger the sphincter. Oh, Washington, D.C.'s noisome reek permeates the sweet, clean air of Baltimore. Oh, it's nauseating vile stench vies of the foul vapors rising from the mats of floating sewage in the harbor. Oh, what a fucking garden spot. But I am not here to savor Washington, D.C.'s horrible odors. I am here to create some of my own. And you know what? You know what? It's all about slack. That's right, I said slack.
Give me some.
You know about slack. Oh, don't ask about my sacroiliac. I think I'm going to have a heart attack. But they could just lick my crack, because I know I'm on the right track. And that's a fact, you can tell it to Barack. We need money, froth, and bomb, and slack. You don't have to tell Moto Mac. Where the fuck can you get some fucking slack? Because we're each going to need a whole big fucking stack. Because without it, seekers, our future is black. Oh, but does anybody listen to me? No. How many years have I been trying to lead my scattered flock? And I mean scattered. Oh, I mean, I'm trying to lead you to that faux promised land. For longer than I care to think about, I've tried to give you that precious spark, that nugget of truth deep within, so that you know there is hope. But after all these years, all I've done is given you all a big fucking hope habit. And nothing has come from it. Where are we, seekers? We're in bumfuck. We're in lower bumfuck. And I started thinking, life is so hard that a cat couldn't scratch it. And why is that? It's the con, man. Not staying, there's a comma in there.
Thanks, Black.
Yes, it's a freaking conspiracy of the goddamn normal scum. The conspiracy that hacks off your slack and then plays fucking keep away with it. Oh, and they're so open about their agenda, it isn't funny. It's not just the Nords anymore. No, everywhere in the pink media, their scaly tentacles tip their hands. Even with that damn cutesy-ass pirate craze, that's just there to distract you from the conspiracy. The con tells you, no, the con informs you that life is supposed to be a bucket of steaming black butter goat custard with a handle on the fucking inside. But I'm here to tell you that you have an alternative. You don't have to pick that bucket up. Kick that bucket over on the fuckers and run! Run for your lives, because your lives as sub-geniuses depend end on it.
Praise God.
Oh, if only there were an end, but no. It's like what that old crotch, Edna St. Vincent Millay, once said. She said, you know, life isn't one thing after the other. No, it's the same goddamn thing over and over and over. I feel like I'm running through the fucking Flintstones living room sometimes. And it's only getting worse. It's really been pissing me off lately, Seekers. The discontent. I say discontent! Oh, it's cresting like briny scum on my spirit. Oh, the despair! The despair! Oh, it humps my leg and slimes my soul with stinking goo. The pain well, it pains me. Last night I was so stressed for success that I was about to explode. And extra meditate on this problem. And I reached that divine state of Shaktori. Oh, and you know what? I started thinking that maybe I'm going about this all the wrong way. I mean, maybe I'm trying too hard. Maybe I ought to just give up. Looking for something, there it is. Tonight, I was showing off my 1981 Subgenius membership card that I've managed to hang on to for thick and thin. I lost that motherfucker.
Oh, no!
And what a grievous ass-clenching feeling to know that I was not going to get my ass on the saucers. I had to have that one. A replacement wasn't good enough, and I'd lost it. It was gone, and I finally just said, fuck it, I'm dicked. And the next thing I knew, there it was in my purse where I looked for it like 5 times. So yes, perhaps there's something to this giving up. Like when you're trying to remember the name of some hack actor, and it's right on the tip of your forked tongue, and it won't pop up until later when you're getting a knob job or something, and you yell, Abe Vigoda! Oh yes, give it up for Bob. Just say, oh fuck it, and cast yourself off in the warm, urine-warm waters of Bob's blessed sweat. Splash around in your own fluids, lie back, relax, and let go. Iceman cometh. The lie of a pipe dream is what gives life to the whole misbegotten lot of us, drunk or sober. Oh, and it doesn't matter that Eugene is probably drunk off his ass when he came up with that, because it's true. We need the lie of that pipe dream, because I know for a fact that with Bob, if we cling to him with faith, that there is nowhere to go but up for the Church of the Subgenius. Yes, because I've been having to do a little community service lately, just mainly emptying Stang's drool cup, and I don't want to talk about the other things I have to do, but I was kind of fiddling around while he was gone, and I was, I kind of saw something accidentally while I was dusting the back of the underside of the bottom drawer of his little top desk. Well, I found the minutes from the last strategy meeting from Dobbstown, Malaysia, for October 31st, 2008. And it made me realize something. There is so much afoot in this church right now that we are going to be in like freaking Flynn when it all comes down. Sorry to tip your hand, Stang. Here is what I read. The High Bibunal was pleased to announce the success of our church's Hey Kids, Let's Destroy the World from Within initiative. The onrushing global apocalypse is quite a feather in our cult's cap. Let's have a round of applause for Reverend Ivan Stanger. Thanks to him, a lifetime supply of anything isn't a good. Job for this church for lo these past 8 years, and we really cannot thank that man enough. Too bad Bubba's gonna get the a gold watch for his service to Dobbs, and then he'll retire. But hell, unfortunately, there's plenty more where he came from. Furthermore, subgenius agents Al the Great Greenspan and Ben Verstanky did an excellent job of setting up the massive financial dominoes and turning the K into 401K into a new form of kryptonite. Yes, and despite the fact that every single step we took was laid out in any school textbook on the fucking Depression, and they did not catch on. We really shouldn't gloat. In fact, it succeeded beyond our wildest dreams. We watched the total colossal collapse of the global pink financial empire with the same jaw-dropping shock and awe. I mean, that was sweet. But I'm afraid we did not succeed in monkey-wrenching their election. But with all the projects in motion, fat chance are going to be able to stop the fecal momentum of our agenda. On other fronts, I had a lot of hopes for our Habit Trail for Humanity project. But what with pesky Democrats in the White House, well, it looks like we're going to have to drill air holes in the damn things. But the funny thing is, they didn't bat an eye the little Cyclone B air fresheners we hang in each cubicle. But so what with these projects, this planet will be looking like Keith Moon's hotel room. But there was something in the back of Stang's roll-top desk, taped to the underside of the knee hole, next to all these wads of chewing gum and a lot of Stang head-sized dents, in the underside of the desk, whatever that's about. And it was one of them vanilla folders. And it was taped to the underside of the desk drawer. And it said, "For half-toned eyes only." And written on this folder, Seekers, was something that chills me. It simply said, "The back of Bob's head." I did not dare to open that folder. I think when that agenda, that initiative is set into motion, it's going to surprise us all. All I know is, Seekers, whatever that project's going to be, I ain't cleaning up after it. Because, baby, what the hell, I love hosing the blood off the streets as much as the next man, but enough's enough. So help me, somebody, my tits are on fire!